It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Governor Corbett has recently been under pressure from pro-Affordable Care Act groups to adopt Medicaid expansion, the component of the ACA that several states have already adopted. In fact, several other GOP governors have done so. Joining us now to look at the potential impact of the Medicaid expansion in Pennsylvania is Judy Waxman, Vice President of Health and Reproductive Rights at the National Women's Law Center. Judy Waxman, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks a lot.
Why are you advocating Governor Corbett adopt Medicaid expansion?
The reason I think that the governor should adopt covering more people is that there are millions of dollars that would go to Pennsylvania. So basically what I'm saying is, the governor can cover more people, do it in a smart way so people don't have to go into an emergency room, and not only take in millions of dollars from the federal government, but also save Pennsylvania dollars by having people have smarter coverage than they have now.
The argument that you hear from Governor Corbett is that in the long run, this would not be sustainable, that Medicaid expansion would not support itself, that it would in fact cost the state money in the long run. When you hear that argument, what is your response?
I think the governor is not correct in that statement. What the law requires is that in the first couple of years, the federal government will pay 100% of the cost for new families to be covered by Medicaid. And then it will go down in the next few years to 90%. But that is still millions and millions of dollars into the state. And the state saves other money in not having to provide certain services for now a whole new bunch of families that are going to have full coverage. So in the long run, it's smarter for the people of Pennsylvania to have full coverage, mostly paid for by the federal government, and for the state to save money it is now paying for services that will no longer be necessary.
When you hear of other GOP governors going along with Medicaid expansion, saying yes, they will adopt it in their state, how surprised are you that it is taking this long for the governor of Pennsylvania, who is also a Republican, to go along with the trend?
I think one way to answer that question is that when Medicaid was first enacted in 1965, it took about 8 years for almost all the states. One held out a long time, but the rest of the states picked up the program within that time period. And I think that all the states will come along on this plan as well. It just makes sense to bring in millions of dollars. Why would you turn down millions of dollars that can help your families get smarter coverage? And I think that the governor, I don't really know why this particular governor is holding out, but obviously more and more are realizing that it's really just better for the state to have the money and have the coverage than not. Certainly, I know the providers in Pennsylvania, the hospitals, are saying, why would you not let us have this money? And I think he will come around.
Is part of his reluctance, do you think, and I realize this is would be speculating on your part, but as Attorney General, Tom Corbett was part of the lawsuit of many attorneys generals in the United States who sued the government and tried to overturn the Affordable Care Act. So is there a reluctance based on that history?
Well, as you say, it would be speculation on my part. Governor Scott from Florida, of course, was part of that lawsuit as well, one of the leaders, in fact. And he has realized that it just makes sense. Given that it's the law of the land, okay, whoever tried to fight it, for whatever reason, it didn't work. It is now the law of the land. It just doesn't make sense to turn down all that money coming into your state and getting smarter coverage for your people. And Governor Scott has realized that. And we are hopeful that Governor Corbett will do the same.
Talk about who this covers, Judy, in terms of people who have fallen through the cracks. Who among those who are not insured now would this cover if Medicaid expansion were adopted in Pennsylvania?
Well, that's a good question. So right now, Medicaid in Pennsylvania covers some low-income people. Not all, but it's a kind of complicated formula. It covers some pregnant women, some very low-income families, some very low-income elderly people, and disabled. But what this will do is cover everybody else whose income is up to around $30,000 for a family of four. The people whose income is between 30 and 90% of poverty will be able to get private insurance as part of the Affordable Care Act through some other mechanism in exchange, we call it a new marketplace. So if Pennsylvania does not adopt this new program, if it does not take the federal money, then there'll be the poorest people in certain kinds of the poorest people covered under current Medicaid. It will people with incomes that are above $30,000 for a family of four will be able to get coverage with the subsidy. But you'll have this gap of a lot of single people, a lot of young people, a lot of people with older children, people who are not quite as poor to get Medicaid, but not quite enough money to get the subsidy that would be available for private insurance. So you have this huge gap will remain with people falling into that. And I think many of us can think about if that gap doesn't take me today, I would have been that person, you know, maybe in my younger years or maybe in my older years. So it's quite a few millions of people that will fall through that crack.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking with Judy Waxman, Vice President of Health and Reproductive Rights at the National Women's Law Center. So, Judy, as you talk about this gap, if people fall into this gap, in the long run, is it going to cost the state more if someone who isn't covered, say, for example, has to go to the emergency room or seek that kind of medical care?
That's exactly correct. If Pennsylvania accepts the money and covers more people through the Medicaid program, Pennsylvania can save close to $1 billion over the next 10 years that they are currently spending on uncompensated care and services for people who don't have insurance. So to repeat, there's millions of dollars that could come in, and really, I think it's around $900 million, to be more accurate, that the state could actually save in the kinds of expenses it has when people are not insured. So it just really doesn't make sense not to take the money.
Is there a lobbying effort going on right now? And how are you trying to persuade the governor?
There are people all over the country, but particularly people in Pennsylvania who I know are actively trying to get the governor to understand really how the numbers will work and the good it would do the state. And I also know that there are many different groups of healthcare providers, your doctors, your hospitals in particular, that see people without insurance, are really trying to make their case to say, we can be better facilities, spend state money, ask you for state money if you get all these people covered. So I know those activities are going on.
Judy Waxman has been our guest. She's Vice President of Health and Reproductive Rights at the National Women's Law Center. She's advocating for governors like our governor, Pennsylvania's Tom Corbett, to adopt the Medicaid expansion component of the Affordable Care Act. Judy Waxman, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Coming up, learn how the Pittsburgh region rivals Vermont when it comes to maple syrup. That's next when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.